Hello, hello. The Czechoslovak shortwave station, Prague, calling. The news bulletin. The chairman of the Sudete German Party, Mr. Konrad Henlein, visited the Czechoslovak Prime Minister, Dr. Hodger, today at the Presidium of the Cabinet Council in answer to an invitation. This visit inaugurates the informative conversations which are to serve the purposes of an immediate clarification and pacification of the political situation. Well-informed London circles are of the opinion that the alleviation of Czechoslovakia's position revealed yesterday was fully maintained today. Satisfaction is expressed at the fact that yesterday's municipal elections in Czechoslovakia passed without any disturbing incidents. Speaking in the House of Commons today, Mr. Chamberlain gave a brief review of recent events and again laid stress on the fact that the main concern of the British government is that the way should be left open for a peaceful negotiation. The Czechoslovak government, Mr. Chamberlain said, fully appreciates the interest which the British government is showing in a conciliatory and complete solution. It has been impressed on the German government that it is extremely urgent that a final regulation should be achieved. The British government has expressed sincere desires that the German government should collaborate with it to facilitate an agreement. Berlin was also informed of the assurance which has been received at London from the Czechoslovak government. The German Foreign Minister has declared that the German government fully shares the desires of the British government for a successful issue. The report from Rome shows that political circles in the Italian capital have been greatly impressed by the careful but at the same time emphatic British point of view, which agrees with the conduct of the Czechoslovak government and disapproves of the attitude of the Sudete German Party. Rome political circles note with interest the categorical clarity of the British point of view that the military measures in Czechoslovakia reflect the will of the Czechoslovak government to prevent any disorder. On the whole, Italy regards the situation calmly and hopes that it will be possible to implore conciliation. The calm preserved in Czechoslovakia in the present critical times has found a very favorable echo in French political circles. The support gained by the government in yesterday's elections is a subject of satisfied comment. Officially, the opinion is expressed at Paris that the point of view of Czechoslovakia has greatly facilitated the further Franco-British negotiations for a settlement of the situation and the dispersion of the existing tension. The Czechoslovak minister to Paris, Dr. Osinski, had further lengthy conversations at the French Foreign Ministry today. The Czechoslovak Minister of National Defense summoned one class of reservists to the colors on Saturday. The purpose of this step is to train reservists in the use of a newly introduced arm, to supplement garrisons where necessary, and at the same time to strengthen the security of the country. This measure is in no sense mobilization. The class of reservists affected came together rapidly, quietly, and with exemplary discipline. False reports are circulating abroad that the measures introduced in Czechoslovakia for public security entrusted police service also to certain civil organizations and physical cultural organizations. The Czechoslovak Press Bureau declares that these false reports are without any foundation. Police services and guard duties are being performed only by those formations entitled to do so, that is, the police, the gendarmerie, and the army. The Czechoslovak government conveyed its thanks in a wireless message today to all the citizens of this state for the order and discipline shown during the municipal elections yesterday. The attendance at the polls was greater than at previous elections, and throughout yesterday there was not the slightest disturbance of the peace. The government also took the opportunity of thanking those responsible for the public administration for their services. The appeal which the President of the Republic made on Saturday has obviously been listened to. The orderliness characteristic of Prague was maintained everywhere yesterday, and no incidents of any kind occurred. From the reports received at Prague today, it is evident that the elections were followed by the whole of Europe with considerable attention. With regard to yesterday's elections, it must be pointed out that the municipal elections are being held in stages in a total of 10,000 parishes. Yesterday, only 2% of this number held elections, but the day is of the utmost importance as voting took place in Prague, where more than 500,000 people voted. The election results produced some surprises, as for instance, the gain of 35,000 votes by the National Socialist Party, to which the present Lord Mayor of Prague, Dr. Zenkel, belongs, and the gain of 30,000 votes by the Communist Party, which thus becomes the second strongest party in the capital city. The Republican, Social Democrat, the Traders, and the Populist parties all registered gains, while the National Unity, formerly the Kramarsch Party, lost 3, and the National League lost 5 seats. The Henlein Party will have 4 seats on the Prague City Council, and the Jews 2 seats. It would be an error to attribute too great a significance to the electoral results of the capital city and to take them as indicative of the political temper of the whole country. It is a known fact that the social classification of the population of any large city shows a much sharper differentiation than in rural areas. Thus, for instance, it is to be seen that the comparatively large increase of the communist vote in Prague is accompanied by considerable losses in the rural areas, not only in the districts populated by Germans, but also in the Czech and the Slovak areas. It would thus be a great error to take the local phenomenon of the Prague elections as indicative of a great growth of the communist vote throughout the country. It is clear that the Communist Party cannot return to its former position. The elections held yesterday show that the position of the government parties has improved, quite apart from the natural increase of the population, and that the opposition, including what is known as the nationalist section, does not have the confidence of the electorate. And now for the party which has aroused special attention. The Sudet-German Party, as a totalitarian party, laid claim to representing 100% of the German electorate in Czechoslovakia. In spite of the fact that, under the influence of Anschluss, the two smaller German parties supporting the Czechoslovak government were liquidated, the Sudet-German Party did not gain such success as would enable it to speak in the name of all the Germans in Czechoslovakia. The German Social Democrats held their ground. Because the franchise in Czechoslovakia is strictly proportional, an examination of the figures for a typical district with a mixed population gives the following picture. Of a total of 513 seats, the Sudet-Germans obtained 359, the Czech parties 103, and the German Democrats 51. This means that the Sudet-German party represents 70% of the Germans, while 30% of the Germans voted against that party. The 11th session of the Permanent Council for International Studies was opened at Prague today. It was summoned by the International Institute for Intellectual Cooperation with the League of Nations. The conference was opened by the Minister of Social Welfare, Mr. Nečas, representing the Czechoslovak government. Among the distinguished foreigners attending the conference are Monsieur Henri Bonnet, Director of the International Institute, Mr. Malcolm W. Davis, Director of the Carnegie Endowment for Europe, Professor Schindler of the Zurich University, Sir Alfred Simon, and Professor C.A.W. Manning. This concludes the Czechoslovak News Bulletin.